active in working in the area of HIV, many who have sex with men and sex workers. And she is an activist as basic gender-based violence, against gender-based violence and gender equality. Pauline.
Members of the table, special invitees, representatives of the press. Thank you. I'm very happy that the lecturer preceded me because quite a bit of the areas that she touched on are some of the very things that I have identified as being important in speaking about this morning. First of all, I'd like to congratulate those who were involved in putting together this survey led by Peter Wickham. And I believe that the findings of this survey will serve to inform several decision makers, including but not limited to gay rights activists, constitutional reform, politicians. I'm very happy as well that the good Reverend already spoke about the work that is ahead for not only you, but I'd like to believe for the faith-based organizations in Guyana. Because as you alluded to, in 2003, when this constitutional reform was tabled, the reason that it was not taken forward is mainly because of the insurgence of the faith-based groups within Guyana, particularly led by the Christians and the person who was alluded to earlier, who is currently a prominent political figure. I'd like to focus my presentation on the areas that relate directly to understanding or lack thereof of homosexuality, also on discrimination amongst other things. Having read the survey and discussed it with colleagues from GAIBO and other associates, we believe that the fact that this survey suggests that people do not have a general understanding of homosexuality and what it is greatly impacting negatively on their response to the survey. It says to me and it says to gay rights activists that there's a lot of work, a lot of education that needs to be done around these issues, the understanding of gay rights, the understanding of homosexuality, the understanding of the laws that surround the boundary laws that were addressed, and even the cross-dressing case that is become so prominent in Guyana. I think that I long felt that there were several issues, not only for society, but even for gay persons in Guyana, that were not clearly understood. And without that level of understanding, that much progress could not be made. For us who are LGBT activists and are for those organizations and persons who have been supporting those efforts, supporting the efforts that we have been making, I think it's very important for us to recognize the need for stronger education in this regard. As it relates to discrimination, I'd like to identify a recent incident that occurred, because this survey as well tells us that societal perception of discrimination against gay persons to some extent is, not to some extent, to a great extent, while they accept that discrimination is an issue, they don't consider discrimination against LGBTI to be of utmost importance. So recently there was an incident that involved a young lady who was burned by acid. That is still an ongoing discussion, and it is just one example of violence that takes place within society against LGBT persons, and the level of reaction that results from that, because we saw that the press took a particular stand and actually sensationalized that story. They did not focus specifically on the fact that that was a human rights violation. They were more concerned with, you know, personal reasons that may have led, allegations that may have led that are occurrence. Discrimination within the LGBT community leads to high levels of stress. I noticed recently that the Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the CDC, held a symposium on mental health here in Ghana. And the facilitator of that symposium was brought in from Canada, I believe. So Canada? I believe that that's what we learned. And that supports our concern that, and I think this was endorsed as well by the lecturer, that LGBT community does not have adequate access to support to address their psychosocial issues that result from prejudice based on sexual orientation, gender expression. And this for us, I'm very delighted that this was brought out in this survey. Human rights. I believe that this survey also tells us that there is clear separation between what are, you know, what can be considered as equality or basic human rights for LGBTI persons and the remaining of the heterosexual or so-called heterosexual population. And according to the UN definition of human rights, it says that human rights are rights inherent to all human beings, whatever our nationality, place of residence, sex, national or ethnic origin. And it also speaks to sexual orientation directly. And we are aware that in Ghana, the constitutional amendment that was requested in 2003 requested the inclusion of sexual orientation as a form of discrimination. Today we are still battling for that inclusion, and it is affecting our capacity as activists to work with our groups and to provide necessary education. The violence, every time I remember the incident that occurred with this young lady, it makes me very emotional. I believe that this support, that this survey needs to be taken seriously by all concerned. As somebody who's involved in HIV education, we have learned that access to services have been denied, have been minimized, and it has resulted in what we believe to be increased incidence, increased prevalence among the MSM and sex worker population. It therefore says to us that a lot of the information that is contained here, we need to use it strategically to inform future decisions. We need to seek continued alliances, straight alliances, to ensure that the results of this survey impact not only general members of society, but also impact the quality of life of LGBT across Ghana. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm extremely grateful that this report has been, this survey was conducted, that it was brought to the table. I know that the Ghana Rainbow Foundation will use this widely, the information that is contained, to inform our future interventions, to fill the gaps, to inform how we work with decision makers, and to determine the way forward in terms of the work that we execute with our the members of our organizations. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, esteemed panelists.